So now Bava Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We just said earlier in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of this Perek, that we had a Machlokas Tanaim about the Niskal. If a person stumbles, if a person falls, if he, the Niskal, the guy who tripped and fell, if his din is like a posheya, meaning he was negligent, he should watch where he's going. Adam is mud la'olam, watch where you're going, and if you cause damage, you have to pay for it. Or if the niskal is an ones, people do their very best not to fall, and if a person fell, it means it was beyond his control. If it's an ones, he'd be pater from damage that happened. Okay? The halacha is that we call, that the din is that a niskal is an ones, right? A niskal is not chai if it happens. We assume that he didn't do it on purpose, he couldn't have helped his has fallen down, and therefore he is pater. Now, the case here, the Mishnah says, you have Shnei, and the Mishnah here is going to be going like Liba de Hilchasa, according to the Tana who holds, that the Niskal is a onus, and therefore by tripping, you'd actually, by tripping and then you cause someone else to get hurt because you tripped, you'd be pater under normal circumstances. Nevertheless, the Mishnah reads, Shnei Kadarim, if you have two potters, like Harry Potters, they make pots. Kadarim, Mr. A was in the front, Mr. B was behind him, and they're both walking, B behind A. And for Niskal Arishon, Mr. A falls, V'nafal, onto the ground he falls. Niskal means tripped, I should say. So V'Niskal, he trips, Arishon, V'nafal, he falls to the ground. V'nafal, and he lying there, V'Niskal Hasheni Barishon, Mr. B falls on good old Harry Potter at the klutz, and gets hurt, Mr. A. Mr. B trips on Mr. A. So, Harishon, Mr. A who tripped, is Chayav Benizkei Sheni, he has to pay for the damage done to Mr. B. So, I just started out by saying that if you trip, you're considered an ones and you're not Chayav. So what's the case? The Gemara explains the case is where Mr. A, who fell down, had all the time in the world to get up, but he didn't get up. He decided to lie there like a dead duck, and then Mr. B tripped on top of him thinking he surely would get up, but he didn't. Okay? That being the case, Mr. A is chayv. Now that the of has it could be, what? What would it be?
Regel?
Wrong. The man who fell.
Karen.
A wrong. He's a human boar. He's a boar, right? Because he's like a takala versus a rav. So that means that Mr. A is chayv to Mr. B, but Torah's boar, which means what? If B trips on A, he's A is chayv for any injury that B incurs, but that to the person, but not to his kalim, right? Which means that if Mr. B is walking behind Mr. A and he's also carrying his pot, and Mr. B falls on Mr. A and he skins his knee, B skins his knee and also breaks his pot, so A has to pay for the skin knee, all the nezek, ripui, bosha, shevis. But A doesn't need to pay for the broken pot of B. Because remember, you don't pay for the kalim to break when broken by a boar. And all that's true, assuming that Mr. B tripped on Mr. A, his person, his actual body. His body was the boar. If, however, Mr. B tripped on the broken pot shards that Mr. A smashed on the ground when he fell, so like we saw in the first Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel, we paskin that unless the guy who fell, Mr. A, had kavana to be kona them and not and have them, then he wouldn't be chayv. In other words, if Mr. A falls, smashes stuff on the ground and has in mind to mafka that stuff, since he was a niskal and he was he's just an ones, he can be mafka that stuff, his stuff that's broke, and then if Mr. B trips on it, Mr. A will not be chayv. So it would only be chayv if either B tripped on Mr. A's body himself, or if Mr. A had in mind to still be kona and retain ownership of the broken pieces, so he wants to take them home in the meantime before cleaning it up, and he could have cleaned it up, he didn't clean it up, Mr. B trips and gets hurt. In such a case, Mr. A will have to pay Mr. B for the damage incurred to Mr. B's body, because he left a boar there, but not to his kalim.